800 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, and I'm so glad you joined us today.
Motivational Monday.
That's right. And what do we have to be motivated about today?
Well, I don't know.
It's all good.
Yeah, great weather.
I saw you driving on the freeway here, and let me tell you, you got to be motivated to get here in the morning. I really appreciate that because, you know, I don't know, Sundays and Mondays, it's like, oh, God, you just want to sleep in one more moment, you know?
So, I don't know. I mean, I guess you want to sleep in on Monday morning because it's, I don't know, you don't want to necessarily take on the challenges of the week, but I tend to get out of bed pretty quickly on Monday.
I do.
One, I'm motivated because I get to come in here and see you.
Thank you.
So that's always
motivated because I get to come in here and see you. And, you know, and we have actually, we have Kamali in our studio today, and welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank
we you. Were upset because you didn't bring us any Indian food. But I guess it's probably a little early for Indian food, huh?
For breakfast?
Right.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. An incredible, beautiful recipe book here. It's almost like a fashion book, you know?
You know, it's a work of art all by itself. I'm looking at this and thinking, you know what? Even if I never made one of these recipes, I would put this on my coffee table because it is so beautiful.
That's exactly what it is. It's a coffee table book.
The
I'm
artwork
telling you.
In here is amazing. I would be afraid to drip on this if this was in my kitchen.
There you go. All right. Well, I welcome all of you to my show, which I call the Kim Pagano Show. I'm on from Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 and then again from 3 to 4 if you missed any part of this show. And we talk about everything, anything that can add value to our life and help empower us as women and as men. And
that's
as
a broad spectrum, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, today we're talking to Kamali about Indian food and what inspired her to write this book. And, you know, I ask you to write down this phone number, 805-639-0008. And also we have Dr. Christy Remick coming on, and she is an eye doctor, and she's going to discuss about children falling behind in classes because of all these electronic gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are like right there with them, you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm always interested to see how, you know, what I bring to the table is going to mix in with the guests that you have because they're always so interesting.
You always mix in great.
Well,
you
know,
really do.
As a clinical psychologist, to me, you know, life is, you know, all of it. It's not compartmentalized. You know, I like to integrate everything from food to, you know, music to, you know, whatever's going on in life. Some people take their mental health as like, well, it's just something I'm going to go do at my therapist's office and then I'll get fixed and then I can go live my life. But it's actually integrated. You're taking care of yourself every moment, every way, every day, just like you say.
Right, and you're adding, you know, balance is like we took off this weekend and we went down to Palm Springs.
Nice.
And I just wanted to...
In the middle of summer, you went to Palm Springs.
Let me tell you, little hot
Very
down there.
Brave.
But you know what? It was cool when you're in, you know, you're inside, nice dinners, you know, a little shout out to, we went to, my dad has a consignment store down there, M&B consignment.
Well, cool.
And let me tell you, if you're just starting all over, like, you know, you're moving or something and you want a little new design... Let me tell you, that's the place to pick up some really great furniture.
I'd need a truck to go out and pick some stuff up.
I mean, it's worth it because there's some, I like things that are different than anybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want something that's a little different, it's all those great treasures that you found in somebody else's house. So if you're out in Palm Springs, definitely go check that out.
Cool.
Well, you know what we're going to do is we're going to start off with a really quick break. And stay with us because we're going to be talking to Kamali and getting some recipes.
I believe it's Kamali.
Komali. Yes. The Komali. Yeah. Oh, Komali. Thanks, Dr. Stephen.
It's okay. It's okay.
Not only are you a therapist, you know.
I'm a linguist.
You know what? We talked to somebody last week about that. So anyways, we will get back. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. And again, write our phone number down, 805-639-0008. We've got lots to talk about. And we've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau and Komali.
Komali.
I'm not even going to say it anymore. And we got Steve on the board. So give us a call. We'll be right back. When I sit alone, come get a little known. But I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky. And I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad that you stayed with us. I don't know if we're a little staticky today or something.
I don't know.
We're live. What do you want, right?
Welcome to live radio.
All right. Yeah. Well, I welcome everyone, and we have, I'm going to say it one more time, Komali. Did I say it right?
Komali.
Oh, forget. Okay, Komali.
Komali.
Anyways, Komali Nuna, is that right? I got that right. Was born in southern India and moved to U.S. after she got married. And she lives in Southern California with her husband, Mal.
Yes.
Okay. And two children. And she is a chemist by profession and has an enduring passion for cooking, gardening, and entertaining. After 25 years of enthusiastically entertaining her guests, she has ventured to share her time-tested scrumptious recipes.
Say that 10 times fast.
I know. Yeah. Wow. And her ideas on the finer aspects of entertaining, and she calls her style eclectic. And it really is. It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And since Indian as well as non-Indians, and so you do cooking lessons, right?
Yes, I do cooking lessons every month.
Every month?
Yes.
You know, I've never taken a cooking class.
You know, haven't?
No, I really haven't.
I take them all the time.
They sound like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Do you have to bring your own ingredients or tools or anything?
No, you don't have to bring anything. You just have to bring yourself, and we have everything for you. So you cook with us, and at the end of the class, we all sit and have dinner together.
Nice.
So what a better class than that, right, where you eat? I mean, you learn to cook and then you eat.
Yeah.
That's my kind of schooling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what actually inspired you to write this book?
Cooking and entertaining have always been my passions. Once my children went to college, I decided to follow my passion and write a cookbook about Indian food and entertaining.
Really? And now, did your parents do this, or did your mom? Who cooked in your family that you actually learned from?
Oh, my mother, of course. Like every girl in the world, that everybody learns from their mom. That's the first steps of cooking. So you learn from your mother.
And are your children learning from you?
Yes, my daughter does.
So how long has this cookbook been out?
It's been out for 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
Wow. And so what is your favorite recipe in this book?
Oh, it's like...
That's like saying which is your favorite child, you know?
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's like you're asking me to pick my favorite child. All dishes in this book are my favorites. So all my favorite recipes are compiled into one book. Mm-hmm. That is this entertaining from an ethnic Indian kitchen. Mm-hmm. So if I have to pick one recipe of all, I would say that's lemon rice.
The lemon rice.
Lemon rice it's made with the lime juice, ginger, chilies, turmeric. On top of that, I like to garnish this rice with pomegranate seeds.
You know, I was looking at that. Do you have to peel all the pomegranates and get them out, or can you buy them like that?
You can buy them from Trader Joe's.
Just the pomegranate seeds.
Because
those are really good in salads, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're so good for you.
It's full of antioxidants. So when you are eating this dish, that it's like you are eating a bowl of powerful antioxidants, which is utterly delicious, of course. So,
what's the biggest misconception, do you think, that most Americans have about Indian food?
People think that Indian food is very complicated.
Yeah.
And
curry-ish.
Curry.
Curry. Uh-huh. Like just the spice curry. Uh-huh. That's what when I think of Indian food, I think of curry, which is an integral part, but there's so much more.
Oh, yeah. It's like a universal curry powder does not exist in India.
Oh, good.
That is meant to export to Westerners.
Yeah.
So they just want to use a blend of spices.
Right.
But Indian food, every household makes their own spice blends. It's very unique to the every house.
Mm-hmm.
And every recipe is made with a different spice blends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so here's the biggest thing for me is what are all those different spices and how would we know what to use, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think people need to be educated about spices. Let us say, a while ago, nobody knows about mascarpone cheese.
Oh, mascarpone, okay.
See, now that cheese is
that
available.
Indian?
Yeah, that's not. That's Italian.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, wait a minute. Okay, yeah.
But now it's used in everything.
Now it is used in everything.
So we need
and
more knowledge.
And you can
knowledge.
Get mascarpone cheese in Walmart.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So similarly, when people are educated with spices like garam masala powder, you can buy, it should be available in every supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is just educating yourself about the spices.
Wow. So what would be your top spices that you would recommend for people to have on hand?
I would say turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
And people should be eating turmeric every day.
Why? And what are the benefits for that?
Actually, turmeric prevents you from getting Alzheimer's and ovarian cancer.
I'll be darned.
Really?
Yes. What turmeric does is that it is said to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and ovarian cancer. According to research, low doses treatment of curcumin. Curcumin is the compound that's found in turmeric. So that is supposed to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's. What it does is it cleans the plaque between the brain cells.
Really?
See, that's how it keeps the brain active.
Wow. You know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. And I'm going
to learning
let
how
you
to live
say
better.
Your name.
I'm Komali Nuna.
Komali Nuna. Okay. Yeah. And we're talking about Indian food. And Komali actually has the most incredible, entertaining style book. It's just beautiful. Mm. It is a coffee table book.
Every picture in it is this glossy work of art.
Yeah. And you know what I love about your book is it almost shows like how you would be able to have a party.
Yes.
You know, and then what to serve at the party, and then all the recipes to go with it.
Mm-hmm. This is not just a cookbook. It's a cookbook, it's an entertaining book, and a coffee table book. They're all in answer to your question, Steve, that you don't want to spill anything on this book. But if you spill anything on this book, you take a damp towel and wipe it off.
Oh, my. Okay.
Because all these pages are aqueous-coated.
Yeah.
So anything will come out.
Oh, you
just don't leave it there too
that.
Long.
Perfect. Now, what about this spicy pistachio brittle?
Oh my God! Look at this
picture.
Does
that look amazing?
See,
I
now,
love
now this would have made a good breakfast.
See, this is. I took some of these basic recipes and added Indian spices to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brittle. Peanut brittle is very common,
mm-hmm. right?
But you have never tasted peanut brittle with Indian spices.
Mm-hmm. And so what would you use? What is used for that?
That's when it has a cayenne and cinnamon.
Mm.
And you also, I'm reading this here, white poppy seeds. I've never seen white poppy seeds.
White poppy seeds, you can get it from Indian supermarkets.
Okay.
And if you don't have white poppy seeds, use black poppy seeds, which is readily available in every supermarket. Mm.
And where is an Indian supermarket around here?
There is one in Ventura, and there is one in Thousand Oaks.
In Thousand Oaks.
I've been by the one in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah,
it's in the Palm
Oaks
Plaza.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. Off of Thousand Oaks Boulevard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
see,
look at these desserts.
It's kind of foreign for me to walk in there. Wait, let's look at those. Swan eclairs.
Swan eclairs. They look like little swans.
Really?
Look at that.
I know. Isn't that cute? Man. Now, okay, would we be able to make these?
Play with your food. It's a good thing for you.
I know.
Yeah.
Every recipe is tested and tested and tested almost 10 times. And every recipe is standardized. And you will be able to reproduce any recipe in your own kitchen without any problem.
Wow. Even a klutz like me?
Yes. I don't know that you are a klutz, but...
No. So what would you say would be your easiest recipe? That's what I'm looking for.
The easiest one.
Yeah, I start with the easy and then go...
Plain rice,
here
it is.
Yeah.
There are easy recipes to most complicated recipes. Then you can take any... There is something for everybody. And the easiest recipe would be lemon rice.
Yeah. Now, let's give everybody the recipe for lemon rice. What is it?
Okay. It has... You just make some white rice and make a seasoning with ginger, green chilies, and lime juice, and turmeric, and salt. And then you mix that seasoning with the white rice, and that's how you make lemon rice.
Wow.
And then presentation is everything, and I like to present my food well.
Yes,
and
you can tell. You've got beautiful tables there.
When I have bright yellow rice, so I want to garnish with ruby red pomegranate seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's good enough to serve at the grand banquets.
Do you use saffron in Indian cooking?
Yes, a lot.
Because I love saffron.
Yes, actually, saffron is very, very good for you, too.
Really?
Yes, saffron is antidepressant.
Oh, wow. You know, there's an old Persian. I was told by an old Persian, they weren't an old Persian, but a Persian telling me about an old fable or something about how the more saffron you eat, the more you laugh.
Right.
Is that right?
Right, exactly.
I'm going to surf saffron in
Korea. Saffron is an antidepressant. I like that. But it's very, very expensive, isn't it?
It is, but
well, it's worth
little
it.
Goes
either
a
that,
long way.
It's probably less than Prozac.
Either that or Prozac. Oh, see, saffron's cheaper. So
saffron, you use it only 1/4 of a teaspoon.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's why it's even though it is expensive, a little goes a long way. So you should invest in something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. And I'm with...
Komali Nuna.
And she is an Indian chef, right?
Yes.
And an incredible, beautiful, entertaining book.
Mm.
And so here's a question. This is so interesting, all the different Indian spices, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So can you go through and give us some things? Like you had just said that a couple different things are healthy for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, turmeric's healthy.
What
for
else?
You.
Yeah, Every Indian spice has got a meaning and health benefit when you use it properly.
Mm.
And then something like ginger. Ginger, it's a...
Is fresh ginger good for you?
It's very good for you.
Your stomach?
Yes.
Is
it's
that what it's good for?
Aid.
It is.
It is a digestive... Like a cinnamon. It reduces the blood pressure.
Ah.
Mm.
Oh.
Yes.
So is cinnamon reduce blood pressure too?
Yes. And it's... Ginger is very good for you. We, family of four, we consume more than a pound of ginger every week.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of ginger.
Yes. And you can put ginger in tea,
mm-hmm.
and you can put ginger in stir-fried vegetables and meat dishes, and list goes on. If you go through my cookbook, then there are so many ways to use ginger.
Huh. That's so interesting. So, okay, so take us through kind of a meal. Like, what is a breakfast in Indian?
Good point, because you think of Indian food as being very savory.
And dinner-y. Yeah.
What's a breakfast?
Traditional Indian breakfast, what I grew
donuts.
Up with is
oh, yeah.
steam-cooked rice cakes with coconut chutney. That's what
Ooh.
We ate every single day.
Ooh, wow.
And there is something called dosa. Dosa is like a thin crepe filled with potatoes, spicy potatoes, and
mm-hmm.
it's usually served with coconut chutney and red chutney and sambar. Sambar is a lentil soup that's served there. Mm.
And for any of those that don't know what chutney is, uh-huh. can you tell us? There's you can make a lot of different kinds, right?
Oh, chutney is not just the mango chutney that you buy. That's not at all.
Mm-hmm.
That does not represent just the chutneys from India. It's very savory and a little bit of sweet. And you see, Indian food is like a kaleidoscope of flavors.
You
can
tell
mouth.
She's so passionate.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
A kaleidoscope of flavors. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
See, once you put it in your mouth, it touches every sense in mm-hmm. your mouth.
Mm. Okay. And now, you know, I see that you do a lot of little gifts for people when they come over to your house, right, to send them home. Are those little chutney bottles?
They are a little bit just, it's depending on the theme. If I'm having Thanksgiving dinner, I always make jams from my backyard produce, like pomegranate jam or fig ginger jam or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I use that as party favors.
Ah, and so do you have a big garden?
Yes, both my husband and myself, we both are avid gardeners. We've gardened a lot.
Yeah, I saw some pictures
That's
in your backyard in there.
Do.
That is
and
so beautiful.
Yes, especially living in Southern
Camarillo.
California,
yeah, exactly.
Camarillo, and yeah. it's the best place to garden. And you can grow everything, anything under the sun.
Oh, I know. I love it out there. So, wow, that is so great. So if somebody wants to get your book, where would they get it?
You can get it from komalinuna.com, from my website, or you can get it from amazon.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to Barnes & Noble Borders, and anybody, they can get it for you.
So you're all over the place.
I am all over the place.
How did you get yourself out there? How did you get your book out there?
Oh, this is through my blog. I have a very active blog. I update my blog 3 times a week.
Really?
Wow.
So do people are able to call you or blog to you to ask you a recipe if they want to make something?
I blog about cooking, gardening, entertaining, table setting, the whole travel.
And you have, okay, so let's talk about your classes.
Uh-huh.
When are they?
Every month, either it's one Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do men come to those too?
Yes.
Okay. Like a couple?
Yes, most of them. It's
Our
like
couples?
Couples. They come and spend the evening just
How
cooking
fun.
And eating.
Yeah.
So you kind of invite
That's a
them
date
over
night,
for
huh?
dinner. There you go.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm going to do cooking class parties from now on.
Oh, I like
that.
So
if somebody wants to celebrate a friend's birthday,
I think it's a great idea.
So then, however many people who wants to come and learn to cook and eat at the same time.
I like it.
I like it. Remember that on my birthday.
Definitely.
Now, you know, and then you'll have the table set like that, beautiful setting.
Yes,
I love there's nothing better than a beautiful setting.
Each end of each class, we set at beautifully set table and we dine what we cooked.
I love it. Okay. Well, all right, and you had a question on here. If you could invite three people over, who would that be?
That would be Martha Stewart,
Bobby
Flay,
and
Oprah.
And Oprah, there you go.
Not
I
a
like
bad
that.
List.
Yeah. Well, and that's funny because have you had a lot of people over that have learned how to cook from you? A
lot of people,
yeah.
Yes.
And they actually call you the Martha Stewart in Indian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that because you're a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Give out your website.
It's komalinuna.com.
Okay.
But, you know, let me spell that so that people can get it.
Say.
It's KOMALINUNNA.com.
Okay.
Komalinuna.com.
And it is on our Facebook, too.
Yes.
And what I'll do is for a lot of people out there that are not on Facebook, which I'm learning.
Who's not on Facebook?
A lot of people out there, you know, it's really easy. I mean, if you, you know, some people are like, oh, I'm not going to Facebook no matter what because,
right.
you know, they don't want to get involved in that. Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Yeah.
I am on Twitter.
Yeah.
I have a blog and I'm on LinkedIn. I am on every social media network.
There you go.
Because you want to get your name out there.
Right.
That's what I do. So.
If you want to connect with people, and maybe that's why some people aren't on these, some of these social networks, is they're not interested in that much connection, but they are missing out on who is out there. And it's kind of like back in the 50s, not buying a television. Sooner or later,
you're gonna
it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
You know?
And now, of course, there's Google dot or Google Plus. I mean,
there's
just so
another
many,
one.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Sure.
So.
But we need to change with the time.
Yeah.
True.
So,
adapt.
And grow.
Definitely.
It becomes a necessary evil. You know, not everybody wants to be on it. But
You know, up until fairly recently, I never even texted. And then last year, I had enough clients who kept saying, look, I don't want to make a phone call. I just want to text you real quick. And so I got a texting plan. I love it. I can't get off of it now. And it's a great way of communicating with people.
I love it.
So.
All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. And we've got lots more to add value every day.
A lot of value today, huh?
That's right.
Motivational Monday.
That's it. So we're going to take a really quick break. And if you have something that you want to talk about here to get motivated, give us a call at 805-639-0008. And you're going to stay in the studio with us, right?
Yes.
So if anybody has any phone calls and they want to know anything about an Indian spice or a meal that you've tried and maybe, you know, it just didn't work out the way you wanted it to, that would be me. I don't know. I get like, oh, God, it's got to taste the same way. So I'd have to go into your class and then make it and make sure it tastes the same.
I'll just get the book and you have step-by-step instructions.
It is an incredible book.
And it's very easy to follow recipes.
Okay.
I can guarantee.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to keep you to that. All right, well, stay tuned and we're going to be talking to the eye doctor here and, you know, why kids are falling behind in school after using all these electronic gadgets. So stay
Dr.
with
Christy
us.
Dr. Christy Remick, right?
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as...
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp, in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to L.A.'s Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
Welcome back, everyone, and oh my gosh, so much better, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Did I just scare you out of the studio or what?
Yeah, my headphones were up a bit loud there.
Okay, maybe because we were staticky before.
You walked about two steps out the door almost there.
Gosh, all right. Well, I thank you all for being here today. And, you know, it came to me yesterday that the increase of plastic surgery.
Yeah, you were saying like a 70%, 75%
yes.
increase. And they say that that's due to people wanting to look younger so that they have a better chance at getting a job?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and I started thinking about it is, you know, I mean, I know that there's a really hard time in the recession right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that people aren't, you know, I mean, I get it because I'm in the hair industry, you
sure.
know, of wanting to look good and, you know, kind of feel younger and that kind mm-hmm. of thing. But instead of honoring our bodies and where we've come from, you know, and taking care of our bodies, they're just going to.
Well, what do you think Trump's looks? I mean, because not everybody can be the most beautiful. That's just a fact. I mean, we have a bell-shaped curve. You know, people can look their best, but there are some people who are going to be extraordinarily good-looking, and most of us are going to be kind of average, and some of us are going to be not so good-looking. What Trump's looks?
I think it's from the inside out.
Well, of course.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. You have to feel good inside. You have to honor who you are and your journey here because, you know, a long time ago, I remember, I'm not sure if it was my dad, my mom, my grandmother. Those are my three mentors in mm-hmm. my life that have always told me stories. But, you know, here you're sad because, and I'm probably not going to get this story right, but of the guy that you didn't have any, you weren't able to buy new shoes, right?
Oh, yeah. I was feeling sorry for myself because I had no shoes.
And then
until
I
met the man who had no feet. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, really, that's a big thing. You mm-hmm. need to honor your journey, honor your life, and honor your body.
Yeah. Well, and we do kind of live in a superficial culture that's obsessed with youth. But, you know, this weekend I did the Best Day Foundation event down at in Ventura Harbor, which what they do is they provide a day of surfing and kayaking for children with special needs free of charge. And it was just so amazing. And there were some pretty severely disabled kids. Kids that you would, on the surface, say, wow, they're not very attractive because they've got these physical deformities. But their spirit was shining through so bright. The smiles on their faces catching a wave for the first time with a couple of instructors supporting them made you love them and want to embrace them and hold them in your arms and kiss them. They were just so amazing.
That's so touching. And
yeah.
you're right. And, you know, I think that our society makes us so shallow. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to look.
I mean, if my jowls were up half an inch from where they are now, does that really make a difference in who I am? What do you think of the profile here? You know?
No,
but
I know.
It's got to shine from the inside out.
Right. But a lot of people don't know how to develop the inside of them.
Hmm.
And so, therefore, they keep working on the outside. What, did I hit something?
Oh,
or
my
what?
God.
Is
that the essence of it right there?
I think
people
so.
Try to work from the outside in.
Right.
When in reality, you have to work from the inside out.
Yeah.
All the answers are inside you.
They
if you
are.
Look outside of yourself, you will find nothing but pain.
Ooh, I like that.
I mean, what, drugs, alcohol, spending, facelifts, new cars, you spend, you work hard, you go out there and you do all of these things, and then at the end of the day you lie in bed and you still don't feel good about yourself.
Right. And it's not about how much money you have or how, you're absolutely right. I mean, really, all those things that you just named, it's not about that. It's you know, have you ever been, and it's really interesting because I can finally be happy with who I am. It's taken a long time because, you know, there's days that you kind of just.
Well, we all have our off days.
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely, and even our off moments within the day. We can wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but choose to do something different.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Take your deep breath. Get started with your day and decide, you know what, I'm not feeling that good today, but I'm going to still make this the best I can make.
And you know what, even further than that, take a gratitude list, you know, and really sit there and be thankful for all the things that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you know, there's so many things that could go wrong. And let me just tell you, like my heart goes out to one of my friends right now. That, you know, life was going great, and I know he'll be fine, but, you know, it took a turn, and he needs, you know, lots of prayers, and you have to be thankful for today. Don't look future tripping.
Right,
you know?
And nobody's guaranteed a perfect life.
No.
I mean, not even close. And if we strive to try to create that perfect life, we're going to be disappointed. But if we strive to create a really beautiful life, a giving life, then we can withstand the bumps in the road and the valleys and the difficult times. No one gets out of here alive, so we're gonna go to a few funerals before we get to the end of this journey.
Well, I never heard it put that way. Nobody gets out of here alive. But that's very true.
Well, you know.
No, but you're absolutely right.
And how can you...
So why not have fun down the journey?
Have fun. I was talking with my uncle the other day, and my grandmother on my father's side, who passed away earlier this year, a few months ago, one of their favorite memories is when she was 92, she was doing stand-up comedy in Ventura. Yeah, she decided to do stand-up comedy, and her opening joke was always the same one. And she would get up there, this little old lady with her walker, and she would mumble into the microphone, "How do you make holy water? You boil the hell out of it."
Oh, my God.
And the crowd would just start, and they would be with her. And she would go on a 45-minute run of one-liners. She was like the Henny Youngman of Ventura. She was awesome.
How cool is that?
Yeah. And celebrating life. And she knew she didn't have long in this world, but she celebrated life every single day. And what an example to all of us, you know. And should she have had a facelift? You know, I mean, I can't imagine a more beautiful woman, and, you know, absolutely no.
And there again, beautiful is within.
Yeah.
And so instead of looking in the mirror and looking at, and, you know, this is something that I do with my hair clients when I'm doing, you know, hair therapy.
Make me look like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. And I go, why? Why would you want to? Because you are who you are.
Yeah.
You know, be authentic.
Like that.
Be authentic and be who you are and value that. And pick out all the positives instead of looking at all the negatives.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's beautiful.
Yeah. And if you come through with a really positive attitude, you know, there's just nothing better.
I mean,
than
how
that.
Many of us really look like a crocodile?
Right.
Crocodiles are kind of ugly creatures.
Yeah.
You know, but we're human. We've got two eyes, we've got a nose, we've got ears, we've got a mouth. We're beautiful creatures.
That's right.
All of us.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know we do have our next guest on the line, and Dr. Christy Remick, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
I have an attitude of gratitude this morning.
Yay.
I like that. Well, then you're welcome on our show, the Kim Pagano Show here. So tell us a little bit about your finding. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what your findings are.
Well, I am an optometrist, and I am currently teaching optometry at Western University College of Optometry here in Pomona.
Oh, okay.
And it's a great university here. We have 9 different colleges where it's a graduate school, so that you can either become a physician or a physical therapist or a podiatrist, a dentist, optometrist. Hmm. So we offer a lot of programs.
And how many
but
years
I
do you have to do that?
I've been an optometrist for 25 years.
How long does it take to become an optometrist?
Well, nowadays you have to have a undergraduate degree, usually in a science,
mm-hmm.
and so that's 4 years at an undergraduate school, and then it's 4 years here at Western University College of Optometry.
All right, so that's a doctor.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and so what are your findings? I'm really interested with all of our gadgets that we have now, our electronic gadgets, you know, the iPhone or the, you know, everybody
texting
playing.
And
yeah, texting
yeah.
and the games and the computers. Is it ruining our eyes 1 minute at a time or what?
Well, it's August, isn't it? It's back to school season.
Back to school.
So what we're finding is possibly up to 25% of children going back to school this year have some kind of an undetected vision problem that could impact their school, their
wow.
learning, and their attitude.
Wow. A quarter of all kids.
That is amazing. And so what do we do to, I mean, because a lot of times, like I have one daughter that had a lazy eye. And, you know, you would never really know that. And then another kid that we actually, you know, one of my sons, we didn't realize that he needed glasses. Hmm. I mean, he's passed all the tests and all of a sudden, it, you know.
So the regular screenings didn't catch it?
No. Mm-mm.
So is there a more intensive screening that we should be using with our children, doctor?
Well, simple screenings can really, you know, like at the pediatrician or even the school nurse, they are in such a rush that those screenings only identify a small portion. It's not to say that they're not helpful, but they're not like a comprehensive eye exam. If you go to an optometrist that's a member of California Optometric Association, you get a comprehensive eye exam. Then as a parent, you can be assured that your child's getting all the tests that they need.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of times on these vision screenings, they're only testing distance vision.
And
what are we asking our kids to do all day in school is read or look back and forth.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, okay, so how old is should we take our children in? I mean, like what age? Right off, you know? Because I see
well,
little kids
recommend.
Now that have glasses young.
Right. I mean, California Optometric Association recommends first eye exam at 6 months of age. Believe it or not.
Wait a minute. 6 months of age.
6 months. Now, we're not going to ask them which is better, one or two.
they don't know their letters at 6 months.
Yeah.
They're nonverbal.
Yeah, they don't have to. We have objective ways of checking their eyes and making sure they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 6 months, the next one should be 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And once they start kindergarten, every year, it's very important. Because mm-hmm. we can check their eye teaming, mm-hmm. eye tracking. I'm the author of the book, Eyes on Track, A Missing Link to Successful Learning.
So you wrote the book on children's eyes.
I wrote the book because I got frustrated with so many kids finally coming in after being frustrated. These were very intelligent children that for some reason there was a stumbling block to them in school and they weren't able to succeed.
Hmm.
All right.
Turns out it was their eye tracking, eye teaming, their focusing, and there's things that we can do as optometrists to really help them.
Hi, Dr. Remick, I have a question actually from a Facebook user that asked a question for us. And this parent wanted to know, should I limit my daughter's watching TV and using other media? I guess her daughter's 3 years old. For her child's future, is that something that's going to be affecting her in the future if she's, you know, younger and using media and watching TV and things like that excessively?
That's a great question. Isn't that something that we all wonder when we see these kids holding these little devices so close to their eyes? What we're suggesting is that you do limit their time. It's so important as they develop that children are outside. They're doing large motor tasks, developing balance. Not to say that they can't enjoy some of these games. And even, you know, some limited use is good for their eyes in some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, definitely limit it. Give her 10 minutes, then have her get up and do some other activities. Catch a ball. With the little ones, a balloon, you know, hitting it back and forth. Doing games and interacting with them. And then let her go back. So, yes, you do want to limit that.
Anybody that's just joining us right now, we are talking to Dr. Christy Remick, and she is a California Optometric, right? Association?
Yes, yes. California Optometric Association.
Okay.
The optometrist in California.
I'm just tongue-tied today, I'm telling you. Yeah, and now, you know, here's a question. If you, you know, I'm just starting to the point where I need glasses, and but if you get an over-prescription, that can tend to hurt your eyes too, right?
No, basically, if you go to an optometrist, they're specifically trained. I explained earlier how many years and years of school that we have, and we know how to prescribe just the right prescription.
So I shouldn't run off to the store and just get myself some of those reading glasses off the shelf?
I know it's tempting.
It is. They're $15.
I know, and that's, yeah.
But no, I recommend you get an comprehensive eye exam.
Okay.
And the reason is so many people don't realize there could be a slight difference between your two eyes.
That's
there
a good point.
Is, yeah. Actually, and that is what's going on with my eyes. So those don't work for me. But so I keep going, okay, I could do this, I could do this. And then I'm like, okay, I need to go get glasses, definitely. So
definitely. And besides just getting the correct prescription, which is absolutely important, especially in today's world using computers and everything, but you need to go for your eye health check because you wouldn't even know if you had glaucoma or some kind of an eye problem. You wouldn't know if you didn't have a comprehensive eye exam.
Right. And now when we're on the computer, should we have the lights on? I know a lot of people, don't have the lights on around and they use the light off the computer. Is that bad for our eyes?
It's better really to have good lighting in your room and to be aware of what you're really asking your eyes to do. And I love the question the mother asked about, should they limit their child's time on the computer? How about the rest of us?
Right.
Yeah, but
exactly.
some of the rest of us
breaks too.
Some of the rest of us feel compelled that we have to make our living on the computer or some sort of electronic device because we have to keep communicating with people and doing research and things like that.
Absolutely, and that's what's really happened. And so we need to be aware and give limits. You know, give your eyes a break. Every once in a while, look away, look back and forth, and definitely get your eyes examined once a year. It's very important. And some people need a different prescription for their close-up vision or their computer vision as opposed to what they might need for driving or seeing movies. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Now, you know, you had a really great point there. Is there eye nutrition?
Yeah, carrots, right?
I mean, you hear
everybody
about
knows
carrots.
That.
Yeah.
Blueberries, I heard also, right? No?
Eye nutrition and ergonomics is very important. Your posture, how you're sitting at the computer, all of that's important. And with children, and you know, we're getting back to the back to school message, they might appear like they can see okay, but you wouldn't even know unless you start asking them questions and really observing them. We found a lot of children, they're reading along, they start losing their place, skipping lines. Turns out they had an eye-tracking problem and no one even knew about it.
So, in fact, Dr. Remick, there's five warning signs that we need to look at, right?
Yes.
And what are those?
Well, one of them, let's say you take your child to one of the new 3D movies, which they love. And they get kind of sick feeling, or they don't like it, or they kind of get a headache. You know, be aware of that. Also, they might have a little trouble, hitting a ball or catching a ball. It doesn't always mean that they're clumsy. They could really have an eye teaming problem, or they could, bump into things. Like I said, lose their place when they're reading, or have to use their finger.
Mm.
And then we see kids that kind of write letters backwards. Have you seen that before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That can be vision perception problems. And you don't always want to just give them a label of dyslexic. Make sure, take them into an optometrist and get them really tested. They could have what we call vision processing difficulties. And then let's say that you have a child that just says, I don't like reading. It's boring. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's not really true. There needs to be some other reason. Why wouldn't they like reading? Why don't they get enjoyment out of it? You really want to look into that.
Right.
That's a great point. All right. Well, thank you so much. Is there a website that we can go to and check all this stuff out?
Absolutely, Kim. You definitely want all of your listeners to go to eyehelp.org, and that's the website of the California Optometric Association, and there's they can find out more information as well as an optometrist in their area that they can go to.
Okay, perfect. And are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not.
There you go.
At Western University, we have a website.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Kim.
All right, have a great day. All right. So, you know, it is school time is right around the corner.
It sure is.
Gosh, and it's like, you know.
Some people are starting this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Some people starting next week.
Yeah,
yeah,
I've got my kids all enrolling in school and picking up their classes.
When I was a kid, it felt like, I don't remember starting school in August. It was always like after Labor Day.
Yeah, well, now it's kind of crazy what they do. They actually have you come back for like a Friday. And
yeah.
then they take off the weekend, and then they, you know, I don't really get that. But.
I felt like when I was going to school, it progressively every year it seemed a day sooner or 2 days sooner, and I don't know if that was just my mind, but
yeah.
but here we are. I felt the same way, too. When I started school, you know, in elementary school, you know, it was in the middle of September, and then by the time I got to high school, it was the end of August, and I'm going, what's going on with my summer here?
Yeah, it just keeps getting shorter
well,
and shorter.
Well, they have to have a certain number of instruction
right.
days, and with all of the holidays sprinkled throughout the year, and teacher staff development days and all that, so they either take up earlier in the year or later when
and
they
don't forget
get out.
Our budget cuts, right?
Yeah, so they add days and they take them away and
That's
and all
it.
That. But it is a fact that kids are getting ready for school. And you know, one of the important things right now is getting your kids ready to get up to go to school.
And
they've been sleeping till noon all summer long.
Yeah.
You've got to get them. You can't just change tomorrow and get them up at 7 a.m.
This is very
so
true.
So you need to start sundowning them.
And kind of, you know, start having dinner, family dinners.
Yeah,
and,
good point.
And start structuring slowly but
yeah.
surely, you know.
Have a big turkey dinner about 6 o'clock in the evening with
oh, yeah,
the family.
So that you can be really tired.
So that they get really tired by the time, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock rolls around. But
yeah.
Get them started earlier to bed. And think about waking them up in the morning in a really fun way. Let's eliminate yelling. Let's make a pact that we're not going to yell at our kids to go to school in the morning. We're going to tickle them. We're going to laugh with them. We're going to play music with them. We're going to cook a big pan of bacon and eggs. We're going to do something to really get our kids excited about getting up to go to school.
And, you know, even like a chart of, you know, like I remember we used to do like stars, you know,
mm-hmm.
where every time you got up that we didn't have to do something, you know, or, you know, talk about it.
Yeah, positive reinforcement.
Reward. Yeah, mm-hmm. My kids definitely go from the positive side. I do, too. I love that.
Don't we all?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, a lot of people, you know, don't think about their children as how they would be wanted to be treated.
And they do tend to treat them like short adults.
Yeah.
They're not. They're kids.
Yeah.
They need encouragement. They thrive on encouragement.
Right.
Yeah.
It kind of just falls down. Everything, you know, I mean,
yeah.
runs down. I love that. So,
yeah.
well, gosh, what do you have? You know, I was just looking at a picture of your son surfing. That
yeah.
is so cool.
Yeah. Best Day Foundation. We just love those people. And,
yeah. And
they
so
do
how
a
many
great
kids
job.
Were out there?
40.
Wow.
They had 40 special needs kids out there surfing, kayaking, canoeing, boogie boarding. They served lunch. They gave medals. It was just such a wonderful, wonderful day, and all for free to the kids and give the parents a little bit of a break. And they insisted that the parents sit down and sit on the beach and just enjoy the laughter. And they took care of everything. Wonderful
so
people.
So there was people out there, volunteers for each?
They brought down, as far as the surfers go, I think they brought down 12 surfers from Santa Cruz, professional surfers, to be with the kids. So one big surfboard, and they would have 4 surfers around them, guiding them
so
and taking
really
care of them.
With that.
They had wetsuits on, they had life vests on, and they had helmets on, all the kids.
Really?
And yet these smiles was the only thing you could see on these kids' face coming in, riding those waves. Like the Beach Boy said,
yeah.
catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Best Day Foundation.
Best
yeah.
Day.
Yeah, they also do apparently skiing events, snow skiing events for special needs kids.
Difficult.
Well, I'm going to look into that, but they have toboggans and sleds and ski trikes and things like that. So they can, and they guarantee you, they can take almost any kid with almost any special need, and they can get them sliding down the snow in a safe way so they can enjoy the great outdoors.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. There's so many great people out there that can add to our lives. I mean, really, it is. You know, Dr. Stephen, give out your number.
Oh, sure. If anybody wants to get in contact with me, I practice in Westlake Village, and my number is 805-794-7270.
Okay, great. And let's give out your website again, and I thank you for joining us. What a great book.
Thank you.
And
Komali Luna.com. My book is called Entertaining from an Ethnic Indian Kitchen.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So if you are interested in a party, you know what? I'll put that on my Facebook, okay?
Okay.
Because I have so many friends
cooking
that we, I love cooking. I mean, I'm always going to cooking classes. I think it's so much fun.
You know, I might
have a party.
I might have to give this one a whirl.
You and Mary.
I've never been to a cooking class. I would like that.
It's really fun. And it's fun to do it with other couples, you know?
Yeah.
So the guys have to make the salad or no. You know, we give them like a, yeah.
I'll do anything. I'll cut, chop, dice, slice.
Yeah.
Julianne.
You know, but I think that's really fun as a party to have a couple couples, you know,
couples.
And they come in and they make, one makes the appetizer, one makes the, you know, I think it's fun.
And we're celebrating life.
That's it.
I just want to mention one more thing.
Sure.
This book has got American holidays, theme parties, like Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. Thanksgiving, how do you celebrate with the Indian spices?
Nice.
And it has the entire chapter filled with all Indian spices Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, you want to get one of these beautiful books. I really appreciate you coming on. Well, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment.
Love these.
And today is the more that you read, the more things you will learn. The more that you learn, the more places you will go. And
who's that by?
Dr. Seuss, believe it or not. Yeah,
I love the good doctor.
I know. Uh-huh. So with that, you know, it's always great on Monday. You just kind of start your week, make your list, you know, put your goals to the top and figure out, don't put too much stress on yourself, you know.
Mm-mm.
Just be
Who needs the stress? You just need to celebrate life.
That's it.
You know, whatever you're doing. I'm going to the grocery store. I mean, look how many great things there are at the grocery store.
That's it. Yeah. And, you know, you're out there with other people. Smile at somebody. Make a difference.
That was that great line that they used to tell us when we were kids. If you see someone without a smile, give them one of yours.
Yes.
Isn't
that cool?
That.
Yeah.
I love that. Very good.
Just fling a smile out
That's
there.
It. Uh-huh. And really, that's what we're about here, is that's really why I come on every day, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. And then if you missed any part of the show, I'm back on from 3 to 4. And you can find all of my past shows on my website, thekimpaganoshow.com. I'm also on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show.
You're all over.
And I Twitter now, so at Kim Pagano Show. So, you know, find us, like us, be a part of us. I'd love you to be a part of my show. And, of course, again, I'm looking for anybody who's really passionate in their business, you know, I want to know about you. I want to have you on my show. And give me a call at 818-612-0832. I'd love to talk to you. With that, I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And go have a really great day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.